surly. A little tired.
Oh, is that your little dramatic fake yawn to demonstrate your next point?
Yeah, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is what...
It's an example of what not to do.
Look, everyone gets a little sleepy on the job, right? Like, Kelly and I wake up really early in the morning, so about, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I go into this zombie mode where if I don't maybe get another cup of coffee or go out and do something active, I'll just be like...
Yeah. No, I have several of those little moments throughout the day.
Yeah, loll into that. But if you can manage to make it through the day without falling asleep at your job when you're an air traffic controller, then you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Oh, no. That is no. There are definitely certain professions where, yes, that can be,
like
can be not
heart
good.
Surgeon, probably another profession where it'd be good not to fall asleep
in
the job.
Surgeon. Any sort of surgeon, we're going to need you to stay awake and be fully alert for all that.
So there was this Air Corsica flight, and it was trying to land on this French island in the Mediterranean Sea. So not, like, you know, small airport, right?
Okay. Probably not a ton of traffic.
Yeah, probably not a ton. And it was late at night, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, so that's kind of the perfect combination for that.
So the flight had departed from Paris at 10:47 at night. And so it was getting in right after midnight airfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pilot is trying to make contact with the air traffic controller. Yeah. Radio
permission to approach.
Yep. Radio calls going unanswered. The runway lights were off.
Oh gosh. Oh no. I was gonna say, if you can still see the runway, do we still go ahead and take it upon ourselves? But no, runway lights off. Ooh, that's gonna be difficult to see.
So the captain of the airplane contacted the fire department there at the airport.
Oh gosh.
And was like, hey, what's going on? And so I guess
you have everybody working tonight?
Yeah, right.
Did somebody call off? We couldn't find a backup?
Right. So the fire crews then alerted the police after finding no response from the tower.
Oh gosh.
And so the pilot is still flying, and so he's just kind of like talking to the passengers. Hey, you know, we're doing some sightseeing here. I know it's dark, but we're just going to do a little sightseeing around the island.
Right.
And
try not to panic them. Right,
right. Exactly.
While they're sitting there going, isn't that where we're supposed to be? Why are we not landing?
Right. And so I guess staff eventually accessed the locked tower.
It was locked?
Well, it's locked, you know, for safety and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But woke up the air traffic controller who tested negative for drugs and alcohol. He was just tired.
He just was in that REM sleep. He was just like, nothing's waking him up.
And the plane wound up landing safely at about 12:35 in the morning when it got there just after midnight. So it was kind of circling for about 30 minutes or so while all of this got figured out. But
the pilot reprimand that because the fire department and police department had to get involved.
I mean, it
could wake you up.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been worse. It's one of those situations where it could have been worse. So, sure. So maybe
at least there was no mid-flight collision anything like that because he wasn't doing his job.
There was no emergency, and it wasn't because of any sort of substance that he fell asleep. He was just sleepy. He just needed to go night-night just a little bit. It was late at night, and he just had a long day.
Normally when your body needs to sleep.
Right. Right. Let's so the pilot honest. Was like, in my decades of experience, I've never had to deal with a situation like that.
Okay. Well,
yeah. Yeah. Right. So, you know, that's your set of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling asleep on your job when you're an air traffic controller, then you're doing okay.
I don't know anything about that job, but I'm assuming you have a schedule of when flights are supposed to be coming your way.
Right. And so this air traffic controller probably knew that there was a flight that was rolling in around midnight.
So you don't set a little alarm for yourself.
You know, maybe he's sitting there and he's like slapping his face a little bit, like,
yeah.
Stay up. I mean, we're good. Or no. I mean, it's French. So he's like, je ne sais pas. Oh, oui, oui, oui. Oh, no. He's watching Ratatouille. He's like, oh.
Ratatouille.
He's having French toast and French fries. Oh, wee wee. And then he's trying his hardest to like, and you know, he's catching his head that's like starting to nod, and he's like, hm! He's like jerking himself away. He's like, hurr! He's like, ah, is there a Diet Coke somewhere in this place? No. So what did you screw up by falling asleep at work?
Oh, wow.
I've got a great example.
Oh, great.
I've got several. Actually, that we can start this conversation. Well, I've got several examples.
All right, great.
That we can start the conversation off with. But 502-795-1997 is our phone number. Would love to hear your story of what you screwed up by falling asleep at work. Kelly! Kelly!
Oh, yep. What's happening? Where are we? What's going on?
We'll take some of your stories next on 997DJX.